Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Themes of High Holiday Prayers. Just to follow up on what we were discussing yesterday in terms of the focus for the High Holiday season, there's a very interesting question. We know famously that there are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah, the book of those who are absolute tzaddikim, absolutely righteous, the book of those who are terribly wicked people, and the book of those in between, which is the vast majority of us. We're told that the righteous and the wicked are signed and, are written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, and we're told that the people in between are written for judgment on Rosh Hashanah and then are sealed, signed for judgment on Yom Kippur. But in conjunction with that, there's a very interesting concept that's part of our understanding, which is that a person, an individual, is given the opportunity to do tshuva, to repent, to become better over the course of the days of repentance. And then if that happens, they're written in the book of life. And if that doesn't happen, they're written in the book of death. Whatever that means, that's another discussion. There's a very obvious question, which is, why does it have to be one or the other? Why does the final decision on Yom Kippur have to be either the A grade or the F grade? They came into the judgment period something in between. Why can't the final judgment be something in between? And Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser has a very interesting answer. He explains that what we're really doing during the 10 days of repentance is we're showing God that this is important to us. If we don't repent, it's more than neglecting to do something good. It's a statement to itself. It's a statement that these things are not important to us. If in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur season, we tell God, you know what, it's really not so important to us to repent. That is a very powerful statement. It's somewhat the other side of the coin. The same way that talking about repentance, talking about bettering ourselves during this period is a very powerful statement to God, not discussing it, not reflecting on it, is an equally powerful statement to the negative. Just something to think about. Another thing to think about in the context of prayer, this is a famously quoted Gemara from Maseches Baba Kamma. The Mishnah in Baba Kamma discusses different categories of damages. And one of the categories it uses is something called maveh. And there's a discussion in the Gemara, what's being referred to by maveh. We end up saying that what's being referred to is the animal's inclination to eat. If I'm walking in a public area and my animal leans over into the private area and eats something from your garden, that is the category of maveh. But what's interesting is there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that maveh ze adam, that the category being referred to when we talk about maveh is when a person does damage. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to support that position, and it's based on the phrase im tvayun bayo, if you request it, if you seek it out. That's what the meaning of the phrase im tvayun bayo, and that's the same shoresh as the word maveh. And the Gemara says you see from that pasuk that maveh ze adam, that part of the core of what we are as human beings, of the manner in which God created us, is to be people of prayer. It's so interesting. For most of us, prayer comes with some significant difficulty, and to hear and think that that's part of the core of our being, to just think that way over this period from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, that this is an opportunity for us to reconnect with God through a medium of connection that He holds is part of the essence of our being, is a very significant thing to reflect on and hopefully to take inspiration from. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.